Hello?
Hi, this is Emma. I have Lamis on the line with us. Can
Oh,
I take
right.
the call, please?
What's their phone number?
7029790405.
Okay, and then what was her first name, please?
Lamis.
How do you spell that?
Lamice.
With this M as in Mary?
Correct.
Okay, and then last name was what?
Sullivan.
How do you spell that?
Sullivan.
Sullison or Sullican?
Sullivan. V.
Oh, Z, not C. Okay.
V.
Sullizan?
V, yes.
Yeah, Zan. Got it. Okay, yeah, you can send them
Okay. Thank you
through.
both.
Of course. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Lamise.
Yes.
Yes, hello, Lamise. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. Now, I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Correct.
Okay, let me see. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
It is.
Okay, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, Lamise, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? I'm sorry to hear that. Do you remember your date of diagnosis?
After 2011, April 2011, that was my last time taking it.
So, April 2011 was when you stopped taking Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Around April 2012.
Okay. Let me see. So you stopped taking it in 2011, but you were diagnosed with meningioma a year later, April of 2012.
Correct.
Okay, let me see here. 2012. And you said you were diagnosed in April as well.
Yes, can you give me
What was that? Oh, still there, Lamise?
Hello.
Oh, yep, still here. Got it. Okay.
Hi.
No, that's okay. Take your time. So you were diagnosed in April of 2012. Do you remember the day? I do need to put one on here. To the best of your knowledge.
Maybe like the 12th
Like the
or the
12th? Okay.
15th.
Okay, so for the date of diagnosis, I put April 12th, 2012. Does that sound about right?
Yes, very close.
Got it. Okay. And then Lamise, what is your date of birth?
5/15/1981.
Okay, let me see here. You said 5/15 and then 1981.
Correct.
Okay, you're born in May. All right. Now, Lamise, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
No? Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay, it was the name brand. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always the name brand Depo-Provera?
I believe it was always the difficult player.
It was always the Depo-Provera?
To my acknowledgement,
To your knowledge, yes. Okay. Now, Lamise, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
yes, I began in 98.
Got it. Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera after 1992?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then when did you start using Depo-Provera? To the best of your knowledge.
Was right after I had my first baby, and that was March 10th. And it was before I left, so I would say like the 11th or 12th of 1998.
Okay, so you said your baby was born around or on March 10th, and you started using it March 12th?
Before I left the
Got it. Yes. Let me see here. I'm sorry, your phone kind of cut out there a little bit. So, did you start using it around the date of March 12, 1998?
correct.
Got it.
And she
Okay.
injected me before I left the hospital.
Got it. Okay. So, if I put 3/12/98 for the day that you started using it, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let me see here, and then. You did say that you stopped using Depo-Provera April of 2011, is that correct?
Well, that's when the child was born, my last child. So right before that pregnancy, I had had a shot, and then I found out I was pregnant.
Okay. So yeah, I do just need to put a date of when you stopped using Depo-Provera.
Right. I had to in March, so say like July of 2010.
Did you say July of 2010?
Yeah.
Okay. So for the date that you stopped using Depo-Provera, I have July of 2010. I do need to put a day on here. Which day would you like me to put?
It's the first.
Okay. So July 1st, 2011 was when you stopped using Depo-Provera?
2010.
Yeah, 2010.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for confirming that. 7/1/2010. Okay. Let me see here. Then you were diagnosed with meningioma. Lamise, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female. Okay. And then for your first name, I have it spelled as LAM as in Mary, IC as in carrot, and then E, correct?
Correct.
LAMICE. Do you happen to have a middle name?
Cherise C. C like cat.
Cherise.
Yeah, what a C.
Okay, so CHERESE.
CHERICE.
Oh, okay, CHERICE.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then your last name, I have it as Solizan. Is that correct?
No, Sullivan.
Oh, Sullivan. Okay. Is it Sullivan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then that is, let me correct it on this other form as well. Sullivan, right?
Correct.
Okay. V as in Victor. Okay. Now, are there any suffixes in your name, like a junior, the second, or the third, or none?
No.
You said none?
None.
Got it. Okay. And then for this part, Lamise, what is your social?
It's 553.
I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you.
553-678751.
Okay, let me see if I got this right. You said it was 553-678751. Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then what is your primary contact email?
My first name, last name, and Gmail.
Okay. excuse me. So I have lamisesullivan@gmail.com.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then your primary phone number is 702-979-0405.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. And then is your primary phone number a cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay. When or what is your preferred way of contact? A call, text, or email? What was that?
Either one.
Okay, I'll just put a phone call. It's much faster. And then when is the best time to reach you? In the mornings, the afternoons, or the evenings?
Afternoons.
Afternoons?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then what is your primary contact address? Where are, do you stay now?
2961
Okay, can you start from the beginning? Your phone kind of cut out there a little bit.
2961 Country Manor.
Okay, from what I heard it was 2961 Country Manor?
Yeah, Manor, yeah.
Manor Lane?
Yeah.
Okay, are you in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have 2961 Country Manor Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89115.
Yeah, Unit 16.
Did you say Unit C?
Unit 16.
Oh, Unit 16. Got it, okay. Okay, thank you for that. Unit 16. Okay. Now, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you or treated you?
I'm not exactly sure of his name, but I would have to go through some paperwork.
Do you remember the doctor of, or do you remember the name of any doctor? Either the one that diagnosed you with meningioma or the doctor that treated you with meningioma? excuse me. Or if you don't remember, let me try to jog your memory here. Do you remember the facility name of where you were diagnosed or treated, like the hospital or clinic?
Joaquin County Hospital in Stockton, California.
Oh, I'm sorry, your phone cut out there. What was the name of the hospital?
San Joaquin County in Stockton, California.
San Joaquin County? Is that the name of the hospital?
Yeah, San Joaquin County Hospital.
San Joaquin County Hospital. Is that also in Las Vegas?
No, it's in Stockton, California.
Where is that?
Stockton, California.
Stockton, California?
Yes.
San Joaquin Hospital. Okay, so let's see. San Joaquin. Mm. San Joaquin, is it San Joaquin General Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. San Joaquin General Hospital. Okay. San Joaquin General Hospital. Let me see here. Yeah, it says it's in specifically French Camp, California. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So for that place, the phone number that I have is 209-468-6000. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the address for that place, I have 500 West Hospital Road, French Camp, California. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me try to find a list of their doctors that they have there. Okay. Let me see here. Do you remember the last name of the doctor that helped you?
I'm not sure. Maybe Johnson.
Dr. Johnson? I just have to put down a name of a doctor that either diagnosed you, treated you, or prescribed you any medication. I just need one name of one doctor.
Dr. Burbano, I believe.
Okay. How do you spell that name?
B-A-R-B-O-N-A, I think. Burbano.
Is it Dr. Barcona? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's like Burbano. I think on March Lane or West Lane.
Let me try to Google that. Dr. Barcona?
Burbano.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, was it a female?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I see one on here. That is I see a Dr. Burbano, Burbano.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're one of your doctors that either diagnosed you, treated you, or prescribed you medication was Dr. Burbano?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, and then that is also in Stockton, so that does match there. Got it. Let me just copy and paste this information on there. Dr. Burbano, and then the name of the place was San Joaquin General Hospital, correct?
Yeah. And Dameron Hospital.
Okay, you were at two hospitals?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Let me see. As long as we have the name of one hospital and one doctor, we know where to start digging.
Okay, well, the Burbano, I was at Dameron Hospital.
Got it. Okay. But you were at San Joaquin General Hospital too, right?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Okay, and then I'll just copy and paste that on there. So Dr. Burbano was the doctor that either diagnosed you, treated you, or prescribed you medication, correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Let me see here. Now, Lamise, do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
If
What was that?
my mother may still have a copy. I'm not sure. Because I lost storage not long ago, and they might have been
Got it.
in
Okay. The hospital does have them, correct? Like they do exist?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lamise, if we needed the medical records, would you be able to provide them for us?
Yeah, that is, I can get
Yes?
them, yes.
Okay. Now,
Yes.
would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically, like email? Or both?
Probably both.
Probably both. Okay. Let me see here. And then for this final part, we do need a emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
That lives with me.
Someone that lives with you?
Yes.
Okay, who do you want to put on there?
My mother.
Mother, okay. What's her name?
Darlene.
All right, how do you spell
Yes.
that?
Darlene, Darlene.
Oh,
And Jack.
Darlene.
Yeah, Darlene.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Darlene.
Yeah.
Okay, then did you say her last name was Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's just spelled Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's her phone number?
702-272-3387.
Okay, I kind of heard that. Let me see if I got it right. Did you say 702-372-3387?
272-3387.
Okay. 702-672-3387.
272.
Okay. So
272.
702-272-3387.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Now, do you happen to know her email address? If not, I can just put yours.
Yeah, no.
You don't know hers?
No.
No, okay, I'll just put yours on there. And then you said she lives with you. Let me just copy and paste your address on there too. Uh-oh. Okay, 2961 Country. Okay, so just to double check here, your address was 2961 Country Manor Lane,
Yeah.
correct? Unit 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 89115.
Right.
Okay, let me see. Country Manor Lane, Las Vegas. Got it. Okay, let me just copy and paste that address on there too. Got it. Okay, looks like all the questions are done for now. Let me see. It looks like it says there was an error here somewhere. Where? Oh, just one more question here. Lemis, have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
You say no?
No.
Got it. Okay. That's the question that I was missing. Let me see here. It looks like we are all done with the questions. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you. And then we are almost done here.
You said why you cut out?
Oh, I said, let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you. And then we are almost done. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, let me see. Okay. So, Lamise, your first name is spelled LAM as in Mary, ICE. Middle name is Cherise, CHERICE. Last name is Sullivan, SULLIVAN, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then for your address, I have 2961 Unit 16, Country Manor Lane, Las Vegas, 89115.
Correct.
Okay, and then your phone number, I have 702-979-0405.
Yes.
Okay, and then your email is just first name, last name at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then your date of birth is May 15, 1981.
Yes.
Okay, and then for your social, I have 553-678-751.
Correct.
Okay, let me see here. Everything looks good. Okay. All right, perfect. Now go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. Open up whichever one is easier for you to access. You should see it'll say like my name, Oscar at Mastort sent you some documents.
Yes.
Go ahead and open up the text or the email. There's going to be a link on there. When you click the link, it's going to send you to a website called DocuSign. Let me know when you see that there.
I see it.
Okay, now it should tell you to consent to text messages and electronic signatures. Go ahead and agree to that. And then you're going to see a big yellow start button. Go ahead and click start. Be on the lookout. There is a box that tells you to draw a signature, and then there's another box that tells you to draw your initials. So be on the lookout for that difference, okay?
Okay.
So for one of those boxes, you sign it, and then for another box, you write your initials, okay?
Okay.
And then let me know if you run into any issues. I can help you out.
Okay. It's for some reason not sending me. Let's see. Bubbles. Oh, hold on. Next slide. I have to close the little bubble thing on my phone. What it is.
Let me know if you run into any issues, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Grandma's on the phone. Hold on 1 second. I think I just finished it. Yeah. I finished the. I finished the signing.
Okay, let me see. Got it. Okay, let me just review it here with you before I let you go, just to make sure that everything is correct. Okay, I see one signature there. I see that. Okay, I see your initials, signature initials. Okay, great. So everything looks like it's good on the documents. I am going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. Now, they are going to call you here in the next 2 to 3 days. It is very important that you pick up that call because they need to verify that the information is correct with you before they can even start the case, okay? So
Okay.
they're going to call you here in the next 2 to 3 days. Pick up that call. The latest I would say is give them a week. Sometimes they do get a little tied up with all the people that they're helping. So the most, give them a week. I will also text you my personal number in case you have any questions or concerns or you haven't heard from them in a week. You can reach out to me and I could dig into what's going on with that, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay, well, yeah, Lamise, so far we're done here. Just be on the lookout for that very important call in the next 2 to 3 days, okay?
Okay, thank you,
Okay,
Oscar.
of course, anytime. Have a good rest of your day, okay, Lamise?
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mama.
Mm.
Thank you.